Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on a feel-good summer Friday. I do want to get more into what Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson were saying about Tibbs, what we just got done talking about Antonio Brown and these allegations and these, well, he's wanted for attempted murder at, you had the Miami, there was a fight down in Miami, and there is video apparently of him grabbing a gun from a security guard and firing two shots at a man. So if that video is indeed out there, that's going to be a problem. So Chris from Bethpage, he called up about this. So let's get his call in before we do something else. What's going on, Chris?
We're in Geo. What's going on?
What do you got, man? Caller. Yeah, all right, nice.
Big fan of the show. So I remember about a month ago, like you were saying, I saw a video pop up. And I guess it was one of those videos that might have gotten swept under the rug for legal reasons or something. But it was a video. It was outside at nighttime. And I remember seeing a couple guys attacking Antonio Brown, what looked like trying to steal his chain. And it was a video that somebody was filming. It was very hectic. People were running around. Everything was going on. And I remember him on the ground, and they were attacking him. So, like Jerry said, it did seem like it might have been a self-defense thing. Huh. And then I remember everyone just started running, and you hear a couple gunshots, and then the video ended.
Okay. So
I'm not exactly sure what happened, but it definitely could have gone self-defense. You know, who knows how this plays out in the eye of the law, but
interesting.
Definitely floating around.
Well, there you go. So yep. In Jerry's question, you know, he asks, is there any chance? Then there may be a chance that there's another side of the story. There generally always is. But still, if the reports are right about the person is running away and he's shooting at them, I mean, I think that that's going to be a tough thing to try to prove. But if they were the initiators, it makes a little bit more sense, at least why he would be reacting in such a violent way. But just something to find out. And by the way, I mean, the people that are investigating this and law enforcement, you know, if he's wanted for attempted murder, feel like they have seen enough to arrest him and charge him for that. So that's another part of it, but we'll keep an eye on it. So, yeah, you mentioned with the Roommates podcast, we were waiting for Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, and it takes 24 minutes, as you said, for them to get to it. And then they don't talk about the future of the organization. They just talk about how great Tibbs was for them. And you know, I heard all of it driving in this morning, and there was nothing that was generally surprising at all. I know you brought up the whole thing with Josh Hart saying that, you know, this, he, you know, came here and then playoffs and first time in Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. And the organization was butt or ass or whatever he said.
I think he said butt, but I could be wrong about that.
Which is all things that we said in different ways. But like, it's not even about that any longer. You know, they came out and it was their first comments on him being fired, and they did the right thing. They did. They gave him the respect. You know, they weren't. It wasn't some like rumor mongering craziness. So they did the right thing. So I don't want to get on them. But really, I mean, the conversation that we're having now, this what they said didn't add much to it, because we're now figuring out what's the next guy. You know, why this happened, we'll never really know unless someone wants to come out and say that it was Dolan, or someone wants to come out and say that, you know, it was Mikal Bridges or Carl Anthony. I'm just naming names. I have no idea. That went in there and shivved Tibbs, and that's the reason why he's out of there. But the bigger issue now is that he's not there, and they still don't have a coach, and they still don't know exactly where they're going. So, I mean, I wish they would have said something about that. I can understand why they didn't, but, like, if they had enough influence, let's say that the players in those players' meetings had enough influence in getting him out of there.
I think you're hitting on it right now.
Then they have to have some sort of idea of what they would like in the future as well, no?
I would certainly think so, and I would like to think that Jalen Brunson would have some say in what's going on, given the fact that he has become the face of that franchise. There was a lot in this 55 minutes where they talked about the season. They 100% feel like they were the better team. They pointed to the game one loss against Indiana and the way the game kind of got away from them late, as to where the series got off the rails. And it sounds crazy because it's only the first game, but it was. But in terms of the next coach, they could have said nothing. Like, if Josh Hart had any part in Tom Thibodeau being fired, he could have said very little. He could have just said, you know, it sucks. NBA gets the coaching life, which he did make reference to. But that was in and around gushing about the way he made him a better player, how he brought a consistency and he was a stabilizing force. And he could not have spoken more glowingly about this guy. So I did not get the sense. I know Jalen Brunson had nothing to do with it. To me, watching this, Josh Hart had nothing to do with this either. It seemed like the two of them were more in Tibbs' corner. And the more I get away from this, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again, it really does feel, as the days go on, that this was a James Dolan snap decision, we'll figure it out later type of deal. The one thing that I'm left with when I hear about these names, and I know where they reach for the stars, and they were said no five times now, six times, whatever it is, seven times if you're going to count the college coaches. When you start bringing in names like Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins, people can say, Taylor Jenkins, what a great coach. Okay, fine. In the year he didn't have John Morant, they won 25 games. Genius coach. They went 27-50 or whatever it was. You know, you want to talk about Mike Brown. The only time Mike Brown was a good head coach, he had LeBron James and Kyrie Irving. Mm. And they didn't win with Mike Brown. Like, they didn't win. I don't think they won a title when he was the head coach. So it's like, if you're going to get rid of the coach who is still on the ascent, you got to get the established guy who has done it before. These aren't names that have done it before. And one guy, I think it was on Fox, it might have been ESPN, one guy likened Tibbs to Chuck Daly. If we had this mentality back in the days of the Pistons and Chuck Daly, Daly would have been fired before he had the opportunity to win back-to-back NBA championships.
Sure.
Like, it just, the whole, none of it adds up to me. And, you know, people can sit there and criticize me and say that, you know, I'm a sheep and I don't understand the NBA world. That's fine. What I saw, and I saw two guys back him yesterday, was a coach and a team that was still on the rise that took another step. And the next step you would like to think would be an NBA championship or at least the NBA finals. And you're not going to see that with him.
Yeah, I mean, and if you think about these other examples of teams that, you know, hadn't gotten there and then ended up bringing someone in that did get there. I mean, some of these are the biggest examples in NBA history with the Chicago Bulls and Phil Jackson and the Los Angeles Lakers and Phil Jackson. It was Tyronn Lue who took over after Mike Brown, right? And they ended up winning the championship.
I believe it was.
Ty Lue. So that one, I guess, is a... But LeBron wanted Ty Lue. Remember that whole thing?
Yes.
Like he, and if I can remember that correctly, like he was like, this is the guy to do it for us. And he had his full support. And he was really leading that organization. Plus, it was LeBron James, for God's sakes. As much as I love this Knicks team, they don't have LeBron James in his prime on this team.
But and to your point, so you talk about these changes we're talking about. All right, Steve Kerr, Golden State. All right, well, he also, now that we know, has the best three-point shooter we've ever seen in the history of the game. And oh, by the way, I'd have to go check the record, but when Steve Kerr stepped aside for whatever the reason was, Luke Walton barely lost a game.
Yeah, it was back surgery.
So is Luke Walton a genius now?
Yeah. No, I know. Well, Luke Walton got opportunities and was bad. So
and did nothing. You know, you want to say Phil Jackson, Doug Collins, all that. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. I'm not saying he wasn't a great you know, manager of personalities and didn't have a hand in it. Of course he did. But we're making it seem like that it's just very easy to pick the next guy and the next guy's going to take that next step. We don't know that, and neither do you.
And something that isn't mentioned enough is the last two places that Tibbs left, they got worse after he left, not better. And that was the Chicago Bulls and the Minnesota Timberwolves in the immediate aftermath. Now, the Timberwolves have rebounded over the last number of years, got back-to-back conference finals, but the first couple of years after he was gone there, they weren't as good.
And CBS Sports Network has the list of coaches that are up on the list in the last 40 years. It is embarrassing when you look at these records and this organization and these teams, aside from Mike Woodson, who had, and I know his name is back up in terms of possibly coming back as well to take over. I mean, these records are just a disaster when you look at what it's been. And then you look at Thibodeau in his 5 years, 226, 174, four playoff appearances, and on the rise still. And you just feel like, that's fine, you want to make a change, but you got to make a change for better. Right now, they swung and missed on better, and now you're going to end up with what I think would be worse.
Yeah, I mean, and if it is, I mean, that's going to be the thing that everybody points to, and the players, I mean, they should be receiving most of the blame, but now it's going to be, look what you did, you were that close, and you fired your coach, and now you stink. But, I mean, it's really on these players. I mean, we've said it, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, how many times have we said, okay, these coaches that won these championships, and they stepped in, I mean, they had the best players in the world. Well, this is why I say the things I say about Karl-Anthony Towns, that he is that good. He could be that guy. He could be the best player in the world consistently, and you don't see it enough.
And maybe people want to blame the coach for that. I blame the player for that because we saw that in flashes in this postseason when he set his mind to attacking the rim and playing even more physical than he was prior. You couldn't stop him, and then he just disappears. And seems disinterested. He's a very odd player to watch because I'm with you. He could be one of the best players on the planet. And sometimes he just doesn't look or appear to have the want to.
Let's go to Kenny in Easton, Pennsylvania. What's going on, Kenny?
Not too much, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been thinking about this for quite some time. You know, I'm longer in the tooth. I'm like boomer's age. So I'm really thinking that this had a lot to do with James Dolan more than Mr. Rose and the players. And the reason why I say that is Dolan has a tendency to fly off the handle. You know, the Knicks did it the right way, waited until after the season, you know, thought about everything. But somebody flew off the handle. And I think Dolan was just so pissed that he said, you know what, we're going to do this. This is my way, and I'm going to do it. Boom. Because, I mean, look at the repercussions and how it makes no sense and no plan in place, you know? So I'm going to hang up. I really want to hear what you guys say, but I've really been thinking about this and it makes absolutely no sense. And that's Mr. Dolan to a T, you know?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So I'm going to listen.
Yeah, I know. I mean, initially I didn't think it was.
I didn't either.
But as it's gone on with this search, it's hard to really deny connecting the dots back to Jim Dolan. But on the other hand, just for, you know, devil's advocate at this point, you know, and the stuff that I said originally, you know, with guys who have had success with the Knicks and Rangers and guys that maybe even haven't had success, he is stuck by his guys maybe more than he should have. I mean, and think about with the Rangers, like with Glenn Sather was there for a million years and he just stuck by. So Chris Drury, you know, was getting more heat than Laviolette was getting, even from the locker room there with the Rangers, and he ended up sticking by Chris Drury because that was his guy. I mean, think about Steve Mills in that organization, how long he was there. Isaiah Thomas. So, I mean, if you want to tell me that Tibbs and Jim Dolan didn't see eye to eye and maybe Tibbs said something that pissed Jim Dolan off because we know that he could be someone who, I don't know if I want to use the word sensitive, but definitely doesn't like criticism, you know, maybe that was it. And they had to get him out of there. But it's not as if Jim Dolan has always been like just pointing at guys and making them disappear with the Knicks and Rangers.
Right. If anything, he's been almost too loyal in a lot of cases to guys. Well, the one thing I would say, again, as we get further away from it, and the only thing I can come up with is he, and I think the reports were pretty clear that he was in on these exit interviews, that one or two of these guys, from watching yesterday, I can't in any world believe it was either Hart or Brunson. I don't see that. That one of these other guys said something that they didn't like about Tibbs and maybe declared, this team ain't winning with him. And he took that as gospel and said, we got to make a move. Yeah. It's the only thing I can think of, because none of it makes sense to me otherwise.
Yeah, and then the conspiracy theory that I brought up of Leon Rose now not being on board with this, and then Jim Dolan going, all right, you got to get me somebody better than Tibbs, and then him just reaching out to these teams of coaches that could be better than Tibbs that aren't available to just show them that they don't exist, and then saying, hey, you know, I got a great coach for this team, Tom Thibodeau. Let's bring him back.
But yeah, can you ever think of a time, there have been teams that have asked for permission to speak to coaches for sure. Can you ever think of a time where they've, like, five different organizations for guys under contract?
No, never.
Like, I've never seen this before.
It's never happened. I mean, and I know it's two different sports, but I mean, it really is as if the Jets had fired Rob Saleh, and then they asked about Andy Reid, Nick Sirianni,
yes,
Mike Tomlin, Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh. Like, no. What are you, nuts?
We like our guy. That's why we got him under contract.
Like, what are you talking about?
I mean,
about?
Holy crap. And then this notion that now Jason Kidd is still possible. I guess anything's possible. But then you got the article written by some guy in Dallas that I read the other day that said he's playing this beautifully because he's going to end up with a nice additional contract extension to stay in Dallas.
Well, that's exactly what I said the other day, where if you're Nico Harrison, who was getting just pulverized by everybody, and then you finally feel like you're through it because the trade happened, Luka and the Lakers didn't advance past the first round, you end up winning the lottery, and the last thing he needs is his coach,
mm-hmm,
that everybody thinks is a great coach, to not want to be there and bolt for another organization. So he is going to get overpaid to an insane degree, because the new owners out there are going to be like, listen, we can't have that. We're finally back in a better PR situation after getting just rolled for months. We can't have Jason Kidd go anywhere. He's $15 million a year if you were making 10, or $20 million a year if you're making 15 to stay here, because we need you.
And by the way, real quick before we break, if Tom Thibodeau is really the biggest problem and the reason why this team is not in the NBA Finals, then to me, just bring in the new coach and take this group. No, no. Instead, all we hear is they need Giannis. They need Kevin Durant.
Right,
well, why
exactly
is that?
Yeah,
because maybe this team wasn't quite as good. Maybe it's not the coach.
Yeah, I mean, before he got fired, I kept saying that it's a roster thing. It wasn't a coaching thing. You know, you got to find guys like Hartenstein, like DiVincenzo, to fill those roles, because you won't probably get them back. But those were two things that were missing. And if you wanted to shake it up in a major way and found a way to get Giannis for Karl-Anthony Towns, which is a pipe dream more so than some of these coaches are going after, then great. I would sign for that right now. But yeah, it's a roster thing. It was a roster thing over. And like, you can't tell me that Tibbs wasn't telling Karl-Anthony Towns to do some of the things that he was supposed to do. It's not like he was like, hey, Carl, go out there and make sloppy fouls and lay on the ground for 6 seconds before you get up and play defense.
And the guys on NBA, on TNT were telling him that after that one win. Like, you got to stop with all these stupid fouls and stay on the floor.
It's
mind-numbing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Feel Good Friday, Feel Good Summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got CeeLo back, and he's got more New York sports for us.
Lots of sports, man. Not
ton
just
of it.
New York sports.
Oh, lots of sports.
We're
all
well
over
rounded.
The map.
That's right.
Edmonton Oilers hockey.
Mm-hmm. Didn't even get to the U.S. Open last hour.
Yeah.
Do a little of that, you know? We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. No one's beating our baseball locals, at least this week. Start with the Mets again. A little more newsy this morning, I would say. On the positive side, they extended their winning streak to 6 in yesterday's series finale against the Nationals.
Second and third, 2 out. The 0-1 hit in the air to deep right field. This one down the line. It might go, and it is gone. A home run for Jeff McNeil. He tucked it just inside the foul pole in the right field corner. A 3-run. On a homer.
Howie Rose, first inning.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, Howie. On Odyssey Mets Radio. He was up late watching the Stanley Cup Final, tweeting about it last night. He's into it. He loves it. Big hockey guy.
That does not surprise me.
No. Brandon Nimmo added a solo shot in the fifth, and Edwin Diaz came on to clean up a bit of a mess in the ninth, nailing down a 4-3 win over the Nats. However, Kodai Senga was forced to leave in the sixth, to the middle of pitching a one-hit gem. Hamstring injury as he came down awkwardly on first base, catching a high throw from Pete Alonso. Here was Carlos Mendoza.
Obviously, we know he's going to be down. You know, as soon as he goes down like that and he grabs the hamstring, we saw last year, unfortunately. But yeah, we got to wait till tomorrow and see what we're dealing with here.
Last year was the calf, right? I'm remembering that correctly, I believe.
That was one of the things. Didn't he have like a...
Well, yeah, but when he came back, it was that first start.
Right.
It was the calf.
Yes, that's right.
Going
so
over
the first thing,
first.
Yep. You're yep. Right.
MRI coming, but he is headed to the IL, so understandably, Alonso, pretty down about the whole thing.
It just sucks. It sucks to be involved in that. I mean, Senga, I mean, he's one of our, he's one of our guys. He's one of our guys here, and it sucks.
Spoke to... he's a human on the team.
Like when he's playing, you know, the fetch with his dogs, he's throwing the tennis ball on the railroad tracks, too. I mean, jeez. I mean, this guy's just putting all his loved ones in horrible situations.
Of all the years to kill Pete, he can't stop.
I'm kidding, for God's sakes. I know he feels bad about it.
Yeah, he does. He spoke to Senga afterwards and didn't help much.
A little bit, but I mean, I feel, yeah, it doesn't change the fact how I feel, and I'm sure how he feels right now. So, yeah, sucks.
Was that after they told him that he felt it on the way to the bag and not because of the throw, which I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they said.
Yeah. So, silver lining, though, good timing for you get some guys coming back, right? Impending returns, Montas and Manaea in short order. And plus, the Mets are rolling, obviously. 6 in a row, best record in baseball, 45-24. Homestand continues with a 3-game set against the Rays. You got Clay Holmes and Taj Bradley tonight for a 7:10 first pitch on Mets Odyssey Radio. Not a whole lot happening in last night's Yankees game until the late innings. And with that in mind, time now for the thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion.
Time to put a wrap on this game. Here's a 3-2 from Williams to Caglione. The pitch. Strike 3 called. Got him. Victory for the New York Yankees. A 1-0 beauty. And Devin Williams comes up big with 3 big outs. Middle of the order for the Kansas City Royals. Wow.
Amazing. That wow call there.
Amazing to think that game took just about 3 hours, and it was a 1-0 game with not a lot going on.
Did that include the rain delay?
And I don't know if they include, but the rain delay, yeah, well, it could, even though it was a pretty, I know it wasn't a long delay. It might. That's a good point.
Tacked on a little bit. Anyway,
yeah, maybe.
Williams with the save there. He is our Yankees thriving player of the game, brought to you by ThriveWell, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com. So it was a scoreless game into the eighth. Aaron Judge pinch hit. He had gotten the night off until that point, struck out looking on a bad call, but the Yanks did play to run the lone run on a Paul Goldschmidt infield single and a throwing error as Pablo Reyes eventually scored after getting caught between third base and home plate. Will Warren, who started this game and tossed 5 2/3 of four-hit ball, was watching that play closely.
I was standing right there in the dugout top rail. Pablo juked him out, I think. I'm just glad we got in there and got the win.
But did he think Reyes was going to score when he went down and hit the deck in no man's land?
In my mind, I mean, I don't know. I'm always positive. So I'm just like sitting there like, oh, yeah, he juked him out. Let's go.
Yeah, well, it worked out. Yep, and now they're going to Boston for a 3-game weekend series against the Red Sox, who they, of course, just faced in the Bronx. And back to Devin Williams. He says that series remains fresh in their mind.
Yeah, I mean, after last weekend, you know, I thought we didn't really play our best baseball. And, you know, they took the series, obviously, but we got another shot at it tomorrow.
That was Williams on Yes. It's tonight, series opener. Ryan Yarbrough, posed by Garrett Crochet. We got coverage at 6:30 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. One out-of-town note, Brewers blank the Cardinals, 6-0 storyline there. Major league debut for 23-year-old right-hander Jacob Mizorowski.
Hell of a debut.
Yeah, one of the game's top prospects, who takes a no-hitter into the sixth inning, later claimed he had no clue about that,
yeah,
which is kind of interesting.
He got what? He got injured is why he came out?
Yeah, so in the start of that inning there, he threw a third straight ball to whoever the batter was for. Who did I say they were playing? The Cardinals. And you want to talk about freak injuries. I don't know if CBS Sports Network has it. He basically, as he was backing up onto the mound, got his foot and his cleat stuck in the mound.
Is that why he was shaking his leg?
He rolled his ankle. Now, they called it cramping of the calf and the quad, but it looked like just a standard ankle sprain.
So it was weird.
Pitching a no-hitter in his big league debut, you had to come out of the game.
When was the last time Pete Alonso was around that mound? Do you think he left like a divot in there or something?
It's very possible.
Yeah. You never know. And by the way, and how about the Rockies?
What happened? Could
so they were down to the Giants, who were riding a 7-game winning streak. The Giants were winning 7-2 going into the bottom of the sixth in Colorado. And the Rockies rallied to beat them.
They walked off, right?
Yeah. They scored 3 in the ninth to get their 13th win of the year.
I think I saw the clip.
Imagine what the odds were at 7-2 that the Rockies would come back and win that game.
Oh, yeah. Plus 10,000.
Yeah, you would certainly think so. But not last night.
The dart throw, you know?
Sometimes it is.
Stanley Cup Final, game number 4, Seesaw Affairs. The Panthers blew a 3-0 first period lead. They allowed Edmonton to tie in the second, then actually fell behind in the third before Sam Reinhart retied the game in the final minute of regulation. But it was Edmonton pulling out the road win in OT.
Now Ekholm. Brock calls it. Cross-ice pass.
Kenny Albert, final call on TNT. Give an assist to Panthers defenseman Nico Mikola there as that puck deflected in off his shin pad and right through Sergei Bobrovsky. Draisaitl does it again, and Edmonton heads back home for game number 5 Saturday night, as Kenny said, with the series tied at 2 apiece. Now, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I saw Kenny sit down with your guy, Stugatz.
Oh, yeah?
Down there, and he calls it Stew Tube.
Okay.
Does he not work with Lebatard anymore?
I don't know.
Or they broke it off?
I can't follow it. I'm not sure. Although
that was your guy.
No.
He used to be. They had a falling out.
Yeah, that whole thing that he did where he was like in and out with the program director thing. And then like, yeah, it was enough already.
Okay. I went golfing with him
that day and he just gave me a migraine. Yeah. I just hated that like whole, you know, I don't know. I'm going to take it. I'm not going to take it. I'm going to take it. I'm not going to take it. Back and forth, not about money, then it is about money, then I'm going to come in here and I'm going to take somebody's job. It just was too much. Like, it was fun for a little bit, and then it just, which I think is sort of like what he is. It's like, you know, it's like chocolate-covered pretzels. When you have 2 of them, it's great, but when you have 15, you're ready to puke. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. That's quite the analogy.
Yeah. It's just like...
The girl you have a fling with, but you don't date or marry her. You don't go into a long-term relationship. How about that?
Sure. Yeah, that could be another one.
Fun for a week or two.
Right. Yeah, where it's like man, she's fun and bubbly, and then she's slashing your tires a weekend.
I was just wondering if him and Le Batard broke up.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I honestly saw a little bit of it, and then I was starting to get the same feelings about being in his vortex cesspool that he created.
Wow.
And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I was halfway through to something. I heard Dan talk about something about how he Meadowlark Media didn't want, or he wanted to take his good or God Loves Football show nationally away from Meadowlark Media, and that started a schism or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I have no freaking idea.
Fair enough. I thought you'd have the answer. I got it.
I don't know.
All right. Let's get to a couple more clips from the roommate show. Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart talking Knicks, Pacers, Tom Thibodeau. Jerry had mentioned the tip stuff came later on in the podcast or the show. So here was Brunson asked about how they take the next step going forward. Hart's connection in this whole thing was a little off, like the audio quality. I don't know if you noticed that at all. So kind of funny listening to him here chime in with some sound effects as Brunson answered the question.
What are the things you guys think need to be addressed?
Finishing the game.
Yeah.
Finishing the game.
No.
Yeah. I feel like if we win game one, it changes a lot, but
no,
we have to learn how to finish the game.
Yes. Now, I don't know. Did you guys see the Ian Begley report from yesterday? And I know there's been a lot of stuff that's come out on Tibbs.
Well, we're just trying to come up with reasons.
Well, it's just they talk about having to finish the game. And the report was the players were a little surprised that not only did they not scrimmage often during practice, but they did not work on specific end-of-game situations. There was a lot of detail
there. Same guys that they
came
played
back from
much.
20. No, same guys who came back from 20 twice.
And finished games.
And then did the same in game three.
So stupid.
I mean, so did they.
And I think statistically in the postseason, while they were in it, they were the best fourth quarter team. I mean, it really is. We're just searching for crap. I mean, it's so stupid.
All right. Here's the hard clip that you guys talked about with Tibbs turning the franchise around after his arrival, and we'll play it and see.
Was I right? Did he call the franchise butt?
I don't think it's butt. That's why I want to play it, and maybe we can
pull
the room here and see what everyone thinks.
He took that job when the Knicks were just buns.
Buns?
Like they were 20 wins. Like he took, you know, he got that job and, you know, there for 5 years, made the playoffs for 4 years, first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years.
So, close
buns,
enough.
Buns, cheeks, butt,
right.
Ass.
I think buns is
what he was. Okay. Right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I thought he said butt, but I think it's the same thing.
Correct.
Got it.
I like the choice of buns there. It's a good way to go. Like that. Not bad.
What else in your life is buns, CeeLo? Anything?
How much time you got?
Oh boy.
No, I'm kidding. It's all good.
Speaking of buns, I saw Peter Schwartz here earlier.
Is he working or is he just here?
No, he's working. He's working.
I hope he's not just here at 7 a.m.
Well, I don't know. Do we other guy showed up last week?
Prancing around. What other guy?
Rob. Remember, Robbie Rosenhaus showed up last week.
He lives in a different state. He was visiting. You know, Peter actually lives here and still is employed here. It'd be weird if he was just loitering around.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't in a way with Peter as well. You know, I'm just here. If you guys want to talk to me.
Right.
I'm just hanging outside.
By the way, I would to throw a compliment his way. The day he called in to discuss the whole resignation, I thought he handled that extremely well.
Of course he did. So. What would you expect anything else from a pro like Pete? Honestly. Guy's been around the business for a long time.
You guys have put him on the spot in other instances where it maybe didn't go quite as well.
And it was supposed to be opening day, I think, tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Home opener, yeah.
Is the season not starting? I know he's out, but is the season not happening?
I think they're still hoping to.
Hoping?
Like, yeah.
I guess they sold a lot of tickets. I mean,
you got to think how bad this was. I mean, and this is, and we talked about Peter, and I'm happy for him that he was able to get out of that situation, not just sit there.
Yeah.
But this was his legitimate, the best time of his life. So try to make an analogy for yourself. The best time of his life was his career, his professional life, was calling New York Dragons games back in the day. They decide to come back. He gets hired to help bring them back to Long Island, a place that he is passionate about. And it falls apart so much that he has to resign. Peter Schwartz has to resign from his job there.
A dream job.
A dream job. That's how bad it had to be around that place.
Yeah.
And everybody else in his front office, too, his employees that he hired.
Not a good sign for the league, I would say. I'm out of time. U.S. Open, J.J. Spawn, the lone bogey-free round at Oakmont yesterday, 4 under par. There were only 10 guys under par for the entire, it was 156-man field, some ugly scores across. Brooks Koepka, who had a good day yesterday at 2 under, has already bogeyed his first hole today. Mm. So Oakmont playing difficult, as we expected, and I'll bring you some audio that illustrates that next hour.
Yeah, Perloff thinks that I'm some sort of wizard when it comes to golf picks now, too. But he doesn't listen to anything I say. I tell him, and then he doesn't listen. So he goes, give me a couple of off-the-board things. And I'm like, all right, I'll give you two bets. Denny McCarthy and Aaron Rye, top 20.
Aaron Rye, so, leader in driving, I believe, in the PGA.
Was he 4 over yesterday?
Aaron Rye was 3 over, Denny McCarthy was even. But he comes in today, and he goes, you didn't give me J.J. Spawn. I'm like, what? Denny McCarthy's even. And it's a 4-round tournament.
You didn't give me J.J. Spawn.
And what do you think I was supposed to do? Like give you J.J. Spawn.
A lot of people had J.J. Spawn out there yesterday.
I would think not.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
I mean, he did make it to that playoff at the Players with Rory, so people kind of knew he was playing well. But
no,
I mean,
I was talking up J.J. Spawn heading into yesterday.
No. But Aaron Rye still got a chance to be top 20, and Denny McCarthy's even. So.
Aaron Rye with the two gloves, right?
Yeah, two gloves. Mm. And he takes a long time to putt. But yes, two-glove Aaron Rye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Feel good summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Been a lot about the Mets continue to roll and Kodai Senga and his injury and how we're feeling pretty positive about that. We will talk more about that coming up. But, you know, it's a feel-good summer Friday, Jerry.
It is.
And we don't need to be talking sports every 5 seconds, do we?
No.
So the Jerry Recco things that I think you should be watching that you're not watching.
the Osama bin Laden documentary. You got to watch it. You have to.
Okay.
Hunt for Bin Laden. Will you on Netflix?
Or it's possible.
Because it is, there is so much stuff
yeah.
that I didn't know about. And see, for you, you're like very anti like documentaries and TV.
No, wrong. That is,
I feel like you don't like documentaries.
No, I love documentaries.
Well, so give me a good documentary you like.
Well, I just watched The Fifth Plane, which was done by TMZ.
Oh, the 9/11.
It's only 40 minutes. It's not long. But
was that convincing?
It was very convincing.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was it headed? I don't want to watch
it. No. That part, it never got off the ground.
Oh.
Because of the timing, the way it's portrayed, and it makes sense, the timing of the planes hitting the towers, and then because of the delay on the tarmac, because of that, the plane never took off.
Oh, okay.
But they have the former pilot. They've got the flight attendants. I mean, it was very scary and convincing.
Wow. So what about the people that were, so did they know who they, the people on the plane were? They
think,
because they never could arrest them, because I guess they didn't do anything.
I don't know if they ever identified them, but they did identify the people they believe that were responsible for. And when I say identify by name, but they did identify the four or five people that were sitting in first class that they believe had a hand in it.
So Jerry, the flights were grounded by the time the, you know, it was delayed so much that all air traffic was canceled by
But I think had there not been a backup on the runway, like, you know, you've flown in the morning
sometimes
you get out there and the pilot's like, oh, you know what, we're number 12 in line to go. In this piece, the pilot said when we got out there, there was a backup, and I think they were 10th, I think he said, I forget, but there was a backup on the runway between the timing of the plane hitting the towers, the timing of the backup. They never got off the ground.
Wow. Yeah, it's all
scary.
So you recommend that I should watch the TMZ one? I kind of did, because it was TMZ, I was like,
it's well done, though. They have a lot of footage, and the fact that they actually have the pilot and the flight attendants, I thought was pretty good.
I think the brand of TMZ, it makes me think that I can't take them seriously.
Fair.
They've been right about stuff. It's just like the way they present things. You know, it's either like Harvey Levin, who is leaning up against some sort of office equipment, drinking out of a giant Stanley cup, talking about somebody, or like those very snarky losers who sit around that newsroom and just have like horrible jokes while the camera's like going in on their face really, you know, quick. Don't just think of like some serious documentary. Sure. Is it going to be done in that style?
Yeah.
Where
this is done. This is a very, it's not long. It's 40 minutes.
Okay.
But I thought it was well done. So no, that's not true. I actually do like documentaries. I usually like documentaries on like bands or athletes, certain politicians. I don't get into all the murder stuff that you guys, I just find it dark and I don't need it. But no, that's not true. I actually do like watching that stuff.
What about, because my wife is begging me to watch this one, and I will. I haven't been home this week. But that Titan documentary with the submersible, this is also a Netflix one, that went down with all the people in it that were going to see, I guess, the Titanic, wherever it was, and the air pressure didn't work, and it got crushed, and they died instantly. Remember that whole thing?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
You guys remember
that, you're talking about the boat from 2 years ago, or last summer.
Yeah, whatever
it was. Yeah.
Yeah, that went down, and then...
I don't know if I want to watch that. Why? Like, why? What do you want to watch that for? We know what happened.
I think it's interesting.
It's sad.
Of course it's sad.
And, No.
Did you watch that one yet, Al?
No, I was trying to decide whether I wanted to see that one.
Yeah, right before you go to bed. Perfect.
I probably will end up watching it.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I mean, you don't think it's fascinating?
This is Al at 7 p.m. before he decides to lay down. Let's see. I want to watch this documentary on the homicide or the submersible that imploded and everybody died.
Me too, actually.
And then
I don't know
what, off into nights.
Yeah.
God.
I don't know what it is. I'm certainly not a sociopath, but I do the same thing. And I think a lot of people do. That's why they're so popular. Like Dateline's been on for 30 years.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not popular.
It's just weird. I don't know why that kind of...
I don't want to watch it. I'd rather watch Wayne's World.
Like I saw that woman in the airport when I was coming back from Disney, where she had the shirt on that said comfy clothes and murder shows.
And I was like, a lot of people love it. I mean, I get it. I'm just not one, that's all. But I do like documentaries.
I mean, even though that one made me think about my life and Al or whatever, like, is there anything worse than people that walk around? Like, I've got Feel Good Friday on my shirt here because it's a brand thing that we have here. But would people have, like, sentences on their shirts?
Oh, I like that. I don't mind that.
You like that?
I do. I don't mind that.
Like, I don't like when I walk into a house and then, like, every time you look around, I'm reading something. I'm like, is this necessary? Like, you know,
home sweet home, or, you know, I'd rather be fishing. Like, all these things. It's like,
yeah,
like,
they don't bother me.
And then the guy, the show, oh, God, this is bad. It says more about me than anything, but the 1,000-pound sister show that we watch. But they've gotten themselves healthy, so the one's done. She looks like 450 pounds. She's doing amazing.
Good.
She's up and walking and doing everything else. Getting skin removal surgery, so good for her. But the one guy, the brother in his show, every shirt he has and hat he has is a saying. Like, I woke up wanting to punch somebody in the face. You know? Like, I don't argue. I just explain how I'm right. Like, every shirt. I'm like, that's all these people wear.
I'll tell you what, though. You remember them.
I do, because they're so cheesy.
Some are. I don't mind them.
But anyway. Yeah.
So I will. That is on the list.
You got to watch it. I mean, there's certain things that I had no idea happened. The footage that they have.
Yeah.
Of the SEAL Team 6 mission is, I mean, I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Well, so, we're in a day and age now where everything's recorded, and we get to see a lot more than we would ever think.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I would like to see. There was one, Al, me and you, there was one the two of us watched recently. I was even texting you about it. I don't, gotta tell you, my
mind. Tylenol murders?
No, I'm not into that. No. I'll remember it during the break. But, yeah, I mean, I do. The issue for me would be if, especially now, I kind of go home. I've been playing golf almost every day.
Yeah.
So when I get home and I shower and I watch TV, I have like an hour. It's something light, or it's a game. If it's 7 o'clock, I put the Met game on or the Yankee game. I just don't get into the documentaries. That would be a weekend thing, but I really don't watch TV on the weekend.
Yeah, I think Dog watched that submarine thing.
Were they killed instantly?
Instantly, milliseconds. I mean, blink of an eye, Christopher.
Well, that's good.
Oh, my God. I know what he means by that. I understand what he's saying. Good Lord.
I know, me
but
too.
I know what he means.
I know what he means,
That
too.
Sounds terrible, because, like, but I get it.
There could be nothing worse than just, like, running out of oxygen in a tube like that.
And dying slowly, knowing there's no hope.
Oh, yeah, right. Good that would be Lord. Terrible. So, yeah, so I know what he meant, you know, because then just, bang, the thing just got crushed and that was it.
Oh, my God.
But anyway.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.